3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Our man Alan Bell joins us now at AlanBell247 with Sportsline. Man, you just tweeted this. And this is for sports fans, and I'm not trying to make light of what's going on in the world. We talked about it. But for sports fans, this is a low time, right? There's no games. There's so much uncertainty. But my goodness, Alan, if the faucet turns back on the way it's kind of set to turn on, this fall is going to be the greatest buffet of sports in the history of mankind, right? I mean, there's just going to be weekends where there's some of everything.
Everything. I mean, and first off, appreciate y'all having me back on the show. And you're right. I mean, this fall literally is going to be the greatest smorgasbord of food of sports that we've ever had, right? Like, you know, there was a report from Adrian Wojnarowski, you know, about the NBA's return. And the NBA finals would be set for the first week of October. So if you look at that week, we're going to have the NBA finals, NFL week 4, college football week 5, the final leg of the Triple Crown, which is the Preakness this year, and the beginning of the NHL season, right, for the 2021. Not to mention, if baseball comes back, we might have the World Series. I mean, this could be incredible. And that's just one week.
One week. Hey, we talked to you mostly about football and some wagering stuff because obviously that's your world of sports line. What the heck is wrong with Major League Baseball? If there's one sport who could literally come back right now and be such a great healing agent for this country because it connects generations of people, baseball does. Holy crap, Alan, they can't get out of each other's way. It's amazing how tone deaf they continue to come across.
It's a mess. I've said for years, it's the worst run professional sports league in the United States. MLB owners have a lot to do with it. And you know, you've got to look at the power struggle with the players union, you know, with Major League Baseball players, it being so strong that I think that the owners, you know, they resent that and they fight everything that they can tooth and nail. And you look at where the sport is. I mean, they could be heroes right now and they're getting in their own way. Soccer has far, you know, surpassed them in the United States and is not stopping. It's a disaster, and they're losing fans every single year and not getting them back. It's a disaster.
You could come back right now, and you could say, not only are we coming back, for however many games we play, we'll give you League Pass on your iPad, your computer. We'll just give it to you. Imagine what that would do for people if everybody could just flip their phone, their iPad, their PC on, just turn their TV on and watch baseball every night and reconnect to the team that they – because everybody, even if people say, I'm not a big baseball guy anymore, at some point if you're an American sports fan, you probably had a favorite baseball team, right? If you could connect to that, it just drives me crazy that we're even having to have this discussion. And that they're at another stalemate right now.
I know. And you would have it just carte blanche for everything that you want. There's no other sports to even compete with. You could literally do all of that. And I share the same sentiment. You know, growing up, baseball was my favorite sport. Loved to play it. Loved to watch it. Didn't even have a team here in Nashville. But it was awesome. And I think a lot of people share that. And baseball they just cannot get out of their way. They're so short-sighted in terms of the money. You can't even tweet a video of a home run. They'll have your Twitter account shut down. Like, think about that. How insane is that, right? Like, you can't even revel and enjoy the sport. So they're looking at it so short-sighted, and they're just cutting their legs off with the younger audience and demographic. It's a disaster. And you said it best. You could literally turn that all around, and you could make this a heroic type of story. And understand what I'm saying in terms of sports. You could you could literally be the sports heroes, and they're going the complete opposite. It's a disaster. It's a train wreck.
So DeSean Jackson came out. He was on one of his teammates' podcast and said, you know, yeah, it's might be kind of weird with no fans in the stands, but hey, here's the answer. Let's give everyone a behind the scenes look and mic up all of the players. The entire game, to which I said, okay, that's like a broadcast company's nightmare from having to beep out so much. Half of your play might be silent there. But interesting idea from DeSean.
I love it. I mean, you're right. You know, we've all spent time down on sidelines. There would be a lot of beeps, you know, that would be thrown in. But to be honest with you, you know, they could do it, and you get the right players. And I think it would be a tremendous idea. Fans would love it. Players would love it. It would be something really cool that you could bring everybody in on. And it could be, you know, something that, that lasts, you know, beyond this season. And I think that for the NFL, for everybody, this is the year to try things out. You basically get a free pass. As long as you're playing, you get right. a free pass to try some things. And if it doesn't work, nobody's going to hammer you on it. They'll tell you if you don't like it, but you don't have to bring it back. But, I mean, I think it's a tremendous idea. And if you had star players, quarterbacks, running backs, I mean, if you had Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry mic'd up for an entire game and you could access that and listen to it, you know, during the game, after the game, all week, that would be phenomenal. Phenomenal content. It would be awesome.
We could probably get some prop bets out of that as well, right?
Yeah, we absolutely could.
Alan Bell, our guest. Hey, it's a sad day that occurred a couple of days ago. Gronk's reign as the 24/7 champ of WWE came to a tragic ending as he was pinned in his own backyard by a guy who was flipping some mulch. Just an amazing storyline, but Gronk's back to football full time. It looks like his wrestling career has temporarily been halted again, AB.
Yep. Yeah. Vince McMahon made him drop the strap, you know, before he went back to the NFL. Totally understandable. You know, the interesting part is this, is that, you know, training, you know, before the NFL, you know, was really a big thing for him. Rob Gronkowski, the last, you know, year and a half, was doing his wrestling training here in Nashville with a guy named Adam Bubb. So, I mean, it is really cool. You know, something different, but it goes to show that Gronk is all in, on football. And, for wrestling fans, you know, you got to see it for a couple of weeks. He even got to be champion, but yeah, you knew Vince McMahon was going to take that strap back at some point.
The NFL they essentially pushed the can down the road last week on this onside kick alternative. I'm not going to lie, AB, I'm a pretty traditional guy. But the way kickoffs are now, it's like a 10% success rate on onside kicks. Honestly, would have been fine if they'd done this hokey third 25 thing, but they didn't do it. And like you said, this could have been a year where people were so happy to have football. Even some hokey stuff might have been forgiven for a year. But at some point, I would like to see some makeable alternative for teams who are trying to come back late in the game.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, I thought that this year would be a perfect year to put it out there. But again, you know, it goes to show that it's something that's on the NFL's mind. And, you know, usually, you know, these things come to pass one way or another. So it's going to happen at some point. And to be honest with you, I would prepare yourself for the kickoff in general being altered right. at some point. It might not be, you know, in the next couple years, but it's something that's going to be on the docket. So just kind of get yourself prepared. And you know what? It would have been cool to see. I mean, it's something different. It doesn't change, you know, it changes that part of the game, but it's not like it changes the entire aspect of football. But yeah, I mean, prepare yourself. The fact that it even got brought up and got brought to a vote, it means that at some point it's going to happen.
Well, they're never going to do it, but I would adopt what the XFL did. I thought that was fantastic. Their kickoff play.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. It led to, many, many, many more kickoff returns. It was much safer, and it makes a lot of sense. And you know, we all talked about what will the NFL learn from the XFL. We're seeing it. I mean, the fact that they're even talking about it means that it at some point, some version of that is going to happen. And you know what? I'm all for it. You know, if it can make the game more exciting, which I think that it would.
Alan, great stuff, brother. Always love catching up with you. 15 minutes flies by quick. At Alan Bell 24/7, one of the best, most active Twitter accounts. And you'll chop it up with people about anything. Sports, politics, life. I watch you do it all the time. You buy dinner for people from restaurants, and you do all sorts of great stuff, man. Always love catching up with you. Or at Sportsline, you can catch up with Alan and his crew there. Thank you, my brother.
Definitely, man. Appreciate y'all having me on. Thanks.
Sportsline.com's Alan Bell on 3HL, presented by Smooth Moving and Storage, a full-service moving company offering commercial, residential, local, and long distance, plus climate-controlled, safe, and secured storage. SmoothMoving.com, because everyone deserves a smooth move.